We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. Continuing on the high school state championship preview, and again, the action will begin on Friday. We get the women, and then on Saturday, the men are going to be at it. And the Carbon Dinos will enter as the number 5 seed from Region 14. They draw the Grand Red Devils in the opening round, the number 2 seed from Region 15. Quite familiar with Grand. They share the same division as Emory, so we've gotten a couple of looks at them. Joining us right now to talk about this upcoming matchup and also the end of the regular season, we have Carbon Dino basketball coach Kyle Wilson. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Well, it's good to be on here. Thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. We'll dive right into it. You guys end up tied in Region 14. Lose the coin flip. You guys become the 5 seed. You and I had a conversation off the cuff. I like the 5 seed a lot better than the 4, and I think you agree.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? If we'd got the 4 seed, you know, Summit Academy, and they're tough. You know, they played a tough preseason schedule, and I've looked at some of their, you know, games, and yeah, they've lost a couple, but it seems like they're on more nights than they're off, but you know, not to say you know, disrespect Grand by any means, because what, they lost 5 games all year and took second in that South region, and they're, that's a good region, and they can put up points. So I mean, it's, I like our matchup better with Grand, but it's gonna be a battle. You know, I think it's gonna be a game. And hopefully we play well enough, we come out on top.
It's all about matchups. It's always about matchups. And Coach, we'll go back to the end of the regular season for Carbon. You guys fall to ALA. Speaking of matchups, is that a matchup problem with ALA, because they got you twice this year? I mean, what do you contribute that to?
Yeah, you know, it's, those guys play hard. They probably play harder than any team we've played against. Just physical and just, I don't know if I can use this on the air or not, but it falls out, you know, and that's just kind of the way they play, and it just doesn't match up well for us. I don't know why, and maybe our guys overlooked them a little bit because they're, you know, a lower seed, and maybe they knew we were already in the playoffs for that last game we played against them, and I don't know, you know, but I think ALA had some confidence coming into that game, and they played really well, and once again we didn't shoot the ball well, and that's kind of been our thing all year in our losses. You know, we don't shoot the ball well. We don't score the ball. It's hard to win.
We talk about scoring. So defensively, and defense is going to be huge in this game against Grand. I mean, you mentioned it. This is a team that can score points. The one time they beat Emory 90-86. The second time we got a look at them, I think they scored 83 points on Emory. We're talking about a 32-minute contest, and these guys can put up 80, 90 points a game. Defensively, do you feel comfortable with where you guys are at coming into the state tournament?
You know, I really do. I think our defense has gotten a lot better. I think we're number 8 on, you know, points allowed in the state. So better than being, you know, number 15 or something like that. But, I look at, watching some film on them, it's like, you know, yeah, they put up 80, 90 points, you know, a couple games. But then you play against a team like North St. Pete, and I think they scored 49 the one game and they lost. And they only got to the 50s the game they won against them. It's kind of the same with Richfield, just lower scores. I think it does matter what team they're playing against, and they're good enough. They can adapt to certain things, and they can win whether it's scoring 90 or whether it's scoring 50. So we just got to do our best to play our type of basketball, our speed of basketball, and do what's gonna give our team the best chance to win.
They do have a fairly impressive big, Cameron Hoppenstead. The kid can actually move around. He's pretty coordinated kid, can score the basketball as well. But this is a team that likes to get it done from beyond the arc. Coach, after you watch tape on Grand, what are some of the things that you plan on throwing at them defensively?
You know, everything in the book. we're working on, you know, a lot of different things this week. And knowing that if we can slow them down a little bit by, you know, maybe extending something. Trying to trap a little bit just early and kind of see how it goes. But if we can, you know, kind of get out there, maybe, you know, 1-3-1, you know, or extended, you know, 1-2-2 or something like that, that's kind of what, you know, we're thinking. Kind of slow them down, make them move the ball a little bit before they take their shots, instead of just, you know, come down and you know, one pass to get an open shot, because they're really good at that. They're really good at the one pass, the two pass to get a shot up. So we can slow them down, make them pass the ball a little bit, it'd probably benefit us.
Is it true? Is the mindset true? Like when you get into the state tournament and it's, you know, you win or go home, especially in this situation at a neutral site, there is no limit. I mean, you throw everything you possibly can. There is no tomorrow. You try anything and everything. I mean, is that the mindset going into this game?
Yep. I mean, it's not like, you know, a regular season game where, you know, you start with a sophomore game, you go to a JV game, and then, you know, you come into the varsity game. It's, you know what, you show up, you get ready that, you get ready the week, you show up that day, and you go give it your best shot that day. You know, whatever your best is that day, that's what they need to get. So, you know, there is a little bit of probably a little more pressure on it, you know, especially with, you know, just win or go home. But the way I look at it is, you know, coming in as a fifth seed, we're kind of the underdog right now, and I don't think anybody's picking us to win. So I feel like the pressure is going to be on Grand a little more than it is on us.
Yeah, and it's a different type of format than it was last year as well, because the home team or the higher seed doesn't play host to the game. You guys would have been going on the road as the five seed, but instead you don't have to travel to Grand. You get them on a neutral court. That definitely benefits the lower seed. There's no doubt.
Oh, big time. It makes it a little more even playing field with that. And, you know, I mean, hopefully we get some fans up there that are going to, you know, cheer loud for us. And I'm sure Grand will have the same thing. And so it evens it out a little more, you know, instead of starting, you know, as a lower seed, instead of starting down 10 at the home site of the higher seed, maybe we're starting down 5, you know, at a neutral site, you know, being the lower seed. And we got to really battle with them and you know, take smart shots and see what we can do.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbondale Boys basketball team. Coach, if we take a look at the landscape of the 3A classification through and through, I know Morgan is the number one ranked team right now in the state, but I can't recall the last time a bracket has been this wide open. It would not surprise me if a 3, 4, or 5 seed actually gets to the state championship game. I think the 3A classification is that wide open, completely different than last year when you guys went to the state tournament, because you played against a school that was playing down a classification based on them being new and actually being a 4A school. There were so many different scenarios last year, and this year it just seems like it's so much more even.
Yeah, you know, you read the Des News article, it says it identifies, I hope I remember them all, you know, ourselves, JUAB, ALA, Richfield as the ones coming into the first round with a sub-500 record. And, you know, they kind of say on there, I wouldn't be surprised if one or more of those teams that I just named come out on top of that, you know, first round, and because all those teams are more than capable of upsetting a higher seed. So, but you know, I mean, like you said, Morgan's the number one team right now, and they're playing really good basketball. But you know what? It's fairly even across the board. You know, I was thinking today about some of the games that we should have won, in my opinion, this year. You know, that we were in and we just kind of missed a couple shots, or the ones where we completely shot the ball terrible and only lost by, you know, 4 or 5. So I could think of, you know, 4 games right off the bat that we should have won, in my opinion, had we shot the ball halfway decent or played, you know, half of our caliber of basketball I know we're capable of playing. And most of them, you know, a lot of them were region games. And so it's open across the board, you know. I mean, Delta's playing really good basketball, but, you know, when we played them at home, I feel like we kind of gave that one to them a little bit. You know, it's just, you're right, it's open across the board, and this is one where even Morgan, you know, as good as they are, I mean, if they match up with somebody they don't match up well against, it could be a different story, so.
Yeah, top half of the bracket, South Sevier, ALA, Summit Academy, JUAB, South Summit, Emory, Delta, San Juan. Bottom half, Morgan, Richfield, Providence Hall, Manti, Grand, Carbon, Union, Grantsville. Coach, I think it's set up for you guys. If you can get past Grand, you have that confidence against Union. I think you guys match up very well against Grantsville as well. I mean, I think it's the bracket has set up for you on the bottom half where if you can get a win against Grand, there's a great chance you guys get all the way to the semifinals and even the state championship. I think it's that wide open.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right, and, you know, right now, I mean, I'm not telling my guys that by any means, but we need to focus on Grand, but you know what, if we can get a win against Grand, we could probably go cause a stir and have people paying attention to us a little more.
I know you got to tell the kids it's one game at a time, but coaches pay attention to that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we know what's going on. We know where we're sitting. We know what could happen, you know, theoretically, but... You know, I'm really just, as you tell the players one game at a time, and I'm really trying to do that myself. I'm trying to game plan for Grand and get our guys playing the best possible basketball they can going into Saturday. So as a coach, I can give them the best possibility to be successful. You know, if we can go beat Grand on Saturday, and, you know, 2 years in a row to the state tournament, you know, that's saying something. Even with the record we had this year, I think we're better. I think we're a lot better than our record shows right now.
I would agree with that. And I remember going back to our conversation at the beginning of the year, you talked about that team last year breaking through walls and getting the school, getting the program into the state championship. And I remember asking you if you thought that now it's an expectation. And at the beginning of the year, you said, yeah, it is. It is an expectation for us now that we've been there.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, that's what I've been preaching all year. You know, I'm not okay with coming into it and going to state 1 year and then not doing it again for 22 years. That's not okay. I expect that we go to the state tournament. You know, and I think I told you earlier in the year, if I don't hang a banner from the rafters in the gym at Carbon, then it's a failure in my eyes. You know, I didn't do a good enough job preparing my team, and I should have done some things different. But you know, if I can't get these guys to the state tournament, you know, it's something I did because these guys are more than capable of doing it, and they're, you know, the skill level's there. We have all the variables that we need to get there. It's just as a coach, I got to make sure I plug the right variables in the right equation to get us there and make these kids successful.
Coach, I always love the conversations. Thank you again for making time. Best of luck against Grand on Saturday, and hopefully we'll talk again next week.
Well, thanks for having me.
Again, that's Coach Kyle Wilson of the Carbon Dino Boys basketball squad. We've got a break for just a moment. We have more local basketball talk coming up. When we return, we're going to move over and talk JUCO basketball. USU Eastern will return to the court on Saturday. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.